You don't have to know a lot of things in order to make a huge difference for the Lord. But you do need to know a few things that are great and be willing to live for them and die for them. People that make a difference in the world are not people who have mastered a lot of things. They are people who have been mastered by a very few things that are very, very great. If you want your life to count, you don't have to be smart, you don't have to have good looks, you don't have to be from a good family or from a good school. You just have to know a few basic, obvious, unchanging, eternal things and be gripped by them and be willing to lay down your life for them. So I asked myself this week and weeks gone by, what's the one thing I could say that perhaps would rivet your hearts on your passion to go to the hard places and do the hard thing among the hard campuses, among the unreached peoples. And this verse came to my mind, Galatians 6:14. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world was crucified to me and I was crucified to the world. There's one idea. You don't have to know a lot of things, but you need to know this thing and live for it and die for it. Boast only in the cross. The word boast is used for exulting, rejoicing. Rejoice only in the cross. Exult only in the cross. Boast only in the cross. Now, how in the world can that be? That is a shocking statement, isn't it? It's a shocking statement. Why? It's like saying, if you're going to exult, exult in lynching. If you're going to exult, exult in the electric chair. If you're going to exult, exult in the gas chamber. If you're going to exult, exult in lethal injection. Lynching. I glory in lynching. That's strange. I fear that we have a theology of the cross that says it has to do perhaps with the Bible study or with the evangelistic effort or with missions or with something, when in fact the cross is everything. You would not have anything but judgment if it weren't for the cross.